So are there laws, quote unquote, are there laws that govern accumulation, quote unquote, and how is the accumulation of capital different from the love of gain per se? This is the question that absorbed Marx, because he could feel, so obviously, there was something entirely new and different afoot. But he was, as Popper said, someone who thought very highly of human heads. So he viewed from the money side, the abstractions. He became fixated on the curtain. On the curtain. Others asked the same question, but from the aspect of power, standing naked, without the abstractions to conceal them. Albert O. Hirschman's The Passions and the Interests, Political Arguments for Capitalism Before Its Triumph, is divided into two parts. The first is titled, How the Interests, the Love of Gain, Were Called Upon to Counteract the Passions, and these are my interjections, the vicious competition between the, and by the passions is meant the vicious competition between the power guys for supremacy, glory, standing, recognition, adulation. And Adam Smith recognizes this. Adam Smith, who also said that we the people, our voice, is little heard and less regarded. Adam Smith noted in The Theory of Moral Sentiments, quote, what is the end of avarice and ambition, of the pursuit of wealth, of power and preeminence? From whence arises the emulation which runs through all the different ranks of wealth, of power and preeminence? Oops, sorry. All the different ranks. And I, my mind wandered because I was thinking, you know, that please exclude us in this, sir. Runs through all the different ranks of men. And what are the advantages which we propose by that great purpose of human life, which we call bettering our condition? To be observed, to be attended to be taken notice of with sympathy, complacency, and appreciation are all the advantages which we can propose to derive from it. It is the vanity, not the ease or the pleasure, which interests us, unquote. Words admirably evidenced by Mussolini's every hierarchy must culminate in a pinpoint, unquote. Is it not clear? This is the mindset of abandonment. Part two is titled, How Economic of the Passions and the Interests, How Economic Expansion Was Expected to Improve the Political Order, which in a sense is also Marx's conclusion. And as I reread that, it's oversimplification to say the least, because it's not the classless society is, at least by my definition of politics, not a political order, but never mind. The book opens with the question that absorbed not just Marx, but all those struggling with the concept of freedom and what it means in a social arrangement defined by an endless scramble for place, rank, by those restless souls who were abandoned as children and were consequently determined to prove their worth and use us, our human energy, to do it. And then ferrets out the seeds of the belief that emerged in late 17th century Europe, that the interests might be able to tame the passions. And again, that's the power guys tearing themselves to shreds. This absorbed Plato too, by the way, trying to figure out how to rein in those passions. And this is the really good example of projection, because they're always telling us we're the violent ones. What a con. It's just the opposite, just the opposite. It's their own rage they're trying to control and telling us it's from us, that we are the ones who are violent. Right, right? And so they create the conditions to ensure that that seems so. Because, as I wrote in Waking Up, caged animals under stress do lash out at each other. That does not mean that violence is inherent in our nature. Far from it. Now keep in mind, as we read this excerpt from The Passions and the Interests, that, as Adam Smith said, our voice is little heard and less regarded. That we have been, until now, simply along for the ride, for this wild ride of mind deified, beginning its stampling of the planet. It is long past time for us to be the ones who decide. We have the right to be happy, and we can only be authentically happy, happy within the core of our being, self-creation, when we are free. We start out free, and we need to stay free. No coercion is the world we make to serve us. A world in which we never dissemble. There's no need. Only honesty can knit together our human communities.